Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bechoros daf Vav. We left off, or actually we'll pick up on daf Hey Amud Beis, the first medium-sized line. The rabbi yesterday got a little bit further than that, but he left off really in the middle of a conversation, so we'll back up a couple of lines. For those listening online, it's Elisha Greff covering for Rabbi Leibowitz. Rabbi Leibowitz is away for the balance of Pesach. I am not sure if he's going to be giving a daf yomi where he is. I don't think he is. If he gives one, he'll post it. If not, at least you have this or any of the better shiurim which are going to be posted on YU Torah. And finally, we continue to thank Dr. David Landerer for sponsoring the shiur today in honor of his wife and children. Continued profuse thanks to Dr. Landerer for his tremendous support of the shul and sponsorship of the shiur over the past several weeks. If anybody wants to sponsor a shiur, the email address is dafsponsor@bknw.org, and we thank people very much in advance. All right, so today we are going to continue a discussion that we began yesterday. We saw a Mishnah yesterday. We were starting to discuss the status of a mutant animal. So we know that a kosher animal, a behemah kshera, behemah tahora, has a din of bechor. And a behema temeya generally doesn't have a din of bechor, except a chamor has kedusha for some reason. But it's only a chamor. It's dafka chamor. It's not any other animal. So yesterday we saw a Mishnah that started discussing what happens if a para gives birth to an animal that looks like a chamor, or a chamor gives birth to an animal that looks like a sus. So it's a mutant animal in some way. So we saw whether the we saw in the Mishnah. Whether that type of mutant animal is potter from Bechor or is chayiv in Bechor. So the Mishnah said yesterday that that type of animal is potter from Bechor, and it darshened the pasuk peter chamor shtei pamim ad shiyu ayolad chamor van nolad chamor. Okay, good. So in other words, that the animal, the mother animal, has to be a donkey, and the baby animal has to be a donkey in order for the animal to be chayiv in the dinim of Bechorah. That was the first halacha in the Mishnah. The second halacha in the Mishnah, which we're going to discuss at length today as well, is what is the kashrus status of such an animal. So for example, let's say you have a kosher animal that gives birth to an animal that looks like a treif animal, or a treif animal that gives birth to an animal that looks like it's a kosher animal. Do we follow what the baby animal looks like, or do we follow the ancestor of the baby animal, or do we follow where the baby animal came from? So, for example, a cow gives birth to an animal that looks like a donkey. Do we say you can't eat the kid because the kid's a donkey and a donkey is not a kosher animal? Or do we say, no, this child, this baby animal is a cow. The fact that it looks like a donkey is irrelevant because we follow what the mother is. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. But just to finish setting the table for today's discussion, so what we saw yesterday toward the end of the shiur, so we rushed through it a little bit, but what we saw yesterday was the Gemara, right after this Mishnah, had said that if a sheep gives birth to an animal that looks like a goat, or if a goat gives birth to an animal that looks like a sheep, it's going to be potter from Bechorah, because the animal has to be a purebred animal. So if it's a mutant animal, it's potter from Bechor. And then the Gemara had said, Vim yeshba miksa simanim chayiv. However, if the baby animal has some of the simanim of the mother animal, then it's going to be chayiv. But then we saw Rabbi Yehuda came and said, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's going to be potter until the animal, the offspring animal, until the baby animal is entirely like the mother animal, and he darshens the pasuk of Bechor Bechor, because it says, Ach Bechor Shar, Shiyihu Shar Bechor Shar, Bechor Kesev, Shiyihu Kesev, Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eis, Shiyihu Eis, Bechor Eis. So Rabbi Yehuda darshens the pasuk Bechor Bechor, the Tanakam in the Mishnah, who had said that the animal is chayiv in Bechor as long as it's somewhat similar to the mother animal, he darshens the pasuk Peter Chamor, Peter Chamor. So we have two drushas. Peter Chamor is what the Tanakam darshens. Bechor Bechor is what Rabbi Yehuda, and then we see later in the Gemara is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshens. Okay, so now the Gemara that we're going to pick up with today is going to discuss what the Tanakama and Rav Yossi Aglili do with each other's pasuk. So the Tanakhama darshans in our Mishnah the pasuk of Peter Peter, and he does not darshan the pasuk of Bechor Bechor. So the question is, how does he darshan Bechor Bechor? And how does Rav Yossi Aglili darshan the pasuk of Peter Peter? So says the Gemara again, it's the first medium-sized line. The Tana didan hai Bechor Bechor mai avidle. What does our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, do with the pasuk of Bechor Bechor? Because our Tana learns the halacha of Bechora from the pasuk of Peter Chamar, Peter Chamar. So says the Gemara, mi boile lechle Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina. We need this pasuk to teach me the halacha of Rav Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, which is the Amar Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina. Lama nemru emurim b'Bechor Shar, emurim b'Bechor Kesev, emurim b'Bechor Eiz. Why is it that the pasuk has to teach me the halacha of emurim, of the accompaniments, the accoutrements that are brought with a carbon by an ox, by a sheep, and by a goat? Says the Gemara Tzricha, we need the pasuk to teach me the halacha of emurim in all of these three cases. Why? If the pasuk would only tell me the halacha of emurim by a shor, but would not tell me the halacha of emurim legabe a kesef or an eiz, shekenis rabbe ben asachem, I might think that that the reason that you have to burn the emurim of the carbon by a shor is because, I'm sorry, I misspoke. The emurim are not the accompaniments, the nesachim are the accompaniments. The emurim are the parts of the carbon that are burned on the mizbeach. So the pasuk teaches me that I have to burn parts of the carbon on the mizbeach by a shor or kesev or an eiz. Why could it not have told me only the halacha by a shor? Why? Because by a shor, the nesachim are greater. Why? Because a shor is a bigger animal, so when you bring the accompaniments, says Rashi, you have to bring more than you would bring by a kesev or by an eiz. Rashi points out that by a shor, the nesachim are chatzi hin, they're a half a hin, but by a kesev and eiz, which are smaller animals, it's only revius a hin, it's only a quarter of a hin. Says the Gemara, kesev, if it only would have taught me the halacha of emurim, of burning emurim by a kesev, I wouldn't have known that it applies to a shor and an eiz. Why? Shekenis rabbe ba'alya. Because the kesev has the added element of the fatty tail. The fatty tail is also burned on the mizbeach. So I might think it's only where the fatty tail is burned on the mizbeach that the halacha of emurim applies. But by a shor and an eiz, it wouldn't apply. And by eiz, it couldn't have told me the halacha only by eiz. Shekenis rabbe etzel avotas kochavim b'yachid. Because if a yachid is over on avodas kochavim, the carbon that he brings is a goat. So I might think that's why the emurim of a goat are burned. But lavdavka, that the emurim of a shor and the emurim of a kesev also have to be burned. So says the Gemara, and this is where we left off yesterday, sechadim ichad loasya. So granted, I can't learn the halacha by all three if I would only learn the halacha by one of these types of animals, because one of these types of animals I might distinguish from all the others. But why can't I learn from a combination of two of the animals? In other words, why does it have to teach me the halacha of emurim by all three? Why can't it teach me the halacha of burning the emurim of the carbon only by two, when I would learn the third from the two that are said explicitly? So says the Gemara, B'hayla Lichta, what's your proposal? By which type of carbon should we not say the halacha of emurim? So lo lichta v'rachmana b'shar, if it's that I shouldn't say the halacha of emurim by a shor, v'teisei ma'anach, and I should learn it from a kesev and an eiz, ma'alanach shakenis rabo eitzel psachim. Maybe the mila, daf yomi coincidence, maybe the mila is that those types of animals are fit to be used as a carbon pesach, because it says, because a carbon pesach can come from either a kesev or an eiz. So I might think maybe it's only the kesev and the eiz, which are fit to be used for a carbon pesach, that the emurim have to be burnt. But maybe a shor, the emurim don't have to be burnt. Says the Gemara, lo lichtav v'kesev v'teisev mi'anach. Maybe the proposal is that it shouldn't write the burning of the emurim by a kesev, and I should learn it from the combination of shor and eiz. So malanach shekenis rabo eitzel avodas kochavim. But tzibur, no. But if the tzibur violates avodas kochavim, then the karbonos are a shor and an eiz. So those have some commonality that is not shared with the kesev, and maybe I would know that the kesev's emurim have to be burned. And lo nichtav rachmana be'ez, maybe the proposal is that we shouldn't say the halacha of emurim by an eiz, v'teisei me'anoch, and I should learn it out from the shor and the kesev, b'malanoch shaken yesh batzad ribu yetzal mizbeach. But maybe those animals have an element of ribu yetzal mizbeach, that there's more brought on the mizbeach. By the kesev, we have the alya, the fatty tail, which is brought on the mizbeach and burnt on the mizbeach. By the shor, we have the nesachim, we have the chatzihin instead of the revi'asahin that are brought on the Mizbeach. So I would not be able to learn the halacha of Eis from the other two. Hilkach tzrichi. Therefore, we need all of these references to the burning of the Emurim. And so basically, what the Gemara is saying is that our Tana, who learns the halacha legabe bechora from the pasuk peterechem, peterechem, what does he do with halacha of bechor, bechor? He doesn't learn the halacha of bechora, ironically. What he learns is the halacha that all three of these types of animals have to have their emurim burnt on the mizbeach. Good. Says the Gemara now, the flip side of the question, Rav Yossi Aglili, and Rav Yossi Aglili, who learns the halacha of bechora from the pasuk, how does he learn the halacha of emurim? Rav Yossi Aglili, imkem lichtav kra ach bechor shor kesev eiz. Nah, could have just said bechor shor kesev and eiz. Bechor bechor lamali. What does it say? Bechor shor bechor kesev bechor eiz. Ela lav shmamina ach yehu shor ubechor shor. So it obviously teaches us that the halacha of bechora only applies if it is a shor and its offspring is a shor, and unlike the Tanakama, who says that halacha b'chora applies even if the baby animal shares some characteristics with the mother animal, Rav Yossi Aglili will say no, the halacha b'chora only applies if the baby animal is entirely like the mother animal. Okay, says the Gemara Navaita, Rav Yossi Aglili, hi peter chamor, my avidle. But the Tanakama learned his halacha of Bechor from the pasuk of Peter Chamar, Peter Chamar. Rav Yossi learns his halacha from the pasuk of Bechor, Bechor, Bechor. What does Rav Yossi Aglili learn with the pasuk of Peter Chamar, Peter Chamar? Says the Gemara, Miboyle lichadetanya, we learn it for the following halacha. Rav Yossi Aglili omer, mitoch shenemar ach pado tifteh, es Bechor ha'adam, ves Bechor behema temeya tifteh. Shemeya ani afilu pitre susan v'gmalim, the pasuk tells me about being podeh, Bechor Beima Temeya. So I might think that the halacha of Bechor Rabaya Beima Temeya applies to all Beima Temeya. How do I know that applies only to Peter Chamor? Tamalomar Peter Chamor, Peter Chamor. Says Tamalomar Peter Chamor, Peter Chamor Amarti Lechavalo Pitre Susan Vigamalim. So the question that the Gemara had asked was, what does Rav Yossi Aglili learn from the pasuk of Peter Chamor? The Gemara says, you know what he learns? He learns the halacha that the Bechorah, the din of Bechorah by Behema Temeya, only applies to Chamor. It doesn't apply to any other type of Behema Temeya. Says the Gemara, Vadainani Omar Petre Chamor Beseh, Petre Susan Vigmalim Bechol Davar. Ah, so says the Gemara, well, I wouldn't necessarily know from the pasuk of Peter Chamor to exclude the other Behema Temeyas from the halacha of Bechorah entirely. I might have thought Peter Chamor has a very interesting halacha. There are two ways to be podeh a donkey. Either you could be podeh it for its value, if you're podeh it with money, or if you want, you could be podeh it with a seh. And the seh that you're podeh the Peter Chamor with does not even have to be equivalent in value to the chamor. But this is a chiddush. The chiddush is that I could be podeh the donkey with an animal that's not equivalent value. It's worth much less than the donkey because the seh is much smaller animal than the donkey. Nevertheless, says the Torah, that works. So I might think that the halacha that you could be podeh with a seh applies only by a chamor. But by susim and gmalim b'chol davar, but I might think that by susim and gmalim, I could be podeh with anything, even if the item with which I'm being podeh doesn't have the value equivalent to the sus or the gamal. Tamalomar, flipping over to Vava Min Aleph, Tamalomar, Petachamor, Petachamor, Shtepam, and Pitre Chamor, Amarti Lechav, Lo Pitre Susan Mugmalim. Nope, that the halacha of Bechorah, period, only applies by Chamor, doesn't apply at all, Agabe Susim and Gamalim. So Parach Rabbi Choy. So now Rabbi Choy asks a question. Just parenthetically, the Rashbam says that this Rabbi Choy is not Namora. The name Achoy sounds like a goan, and says the Rashbam, because this Rabbi Choy was from the Savoraim, who lived after the Amoraim, right before the Gaonim period, and they arranged all of the brises that the Amoraim had already arranged. They elaborated on those brises. So whoever this Rabbi Choy was, so says the Gemara like this: If the pasuk only would have said Peter Chamor only once, Hava Amina, I would have thought Davar Shaya Bechlal, the Yatsa Menachlal, Lelamed, Lo Lelamed Al Atzma Yatsa, El Lelamed Al Aklal, Kula Yatsa, Uli Olam Beseh. So I might think that if the pasuk only would have said, if the pasuk only would have said it once, it's lo lamed al atzma yatza el lamed al kal kulu yatza. If the pasuk only would have said peter chamor once, I would have thought this halacha that you could be poda the animal, the behemah tmeya, with a seh applies not only to chamor but also to every behemah tmeya. Because if the pasuk says something once, it's lo lamed al atzma yatza el lamed al klal kulu yatza. That it's not coming to be learned only on Atzma, only on Chamar, it's coming to learn on all Behema Tameya. Therefore, Kasav Rachmana, Petar Chamar Achrine. Therefore, the Pasuk said, Petar Chamar, Petar Chamar. It repeats what it said. So, Pitre Chamorim, Velo Pitre Susim Gmalim. No, so therefore, the Pasuk says, it's Dafka, that's why it repeats itself. It's only the Chamar that has a Din of Bechora. However, Susim Gmalim, other types of Behema Tameya, don't have a Din of Bechora. Says the Gemara of Ema, maybe the pasuk is only excluding those other behemoth tameyas from the concept that they could be nifta with a seh. But really, those animals do have kedushas bechora, and they can be padui with other items. Says the Gemara, "Imkain lichtor rachmana peter chamor tifte beseh v'chamor tifte beseh." Why does it say peter chamor tifte beseh? Peter chamor tifte beseh lamali pitrei chamor amarti lichav lo pitrei susa megmalim. It's closed. The Gemara is trying. The pasuk rather is trying to be very specific that it's only by peter chamor that it's nifta with a seh, but it's not by anything else that is nifta with a seh. So says the Gemara now, Viter. So pitre chamor amarti lo pitre susa megmalim. Tana didan lamitei susa megmalim minale. Now how about our Tana? The Tana of our Mishnah, remember, uses the pasuk of peter chamor. To teach me that the only time an animal is chayiv in bechora is if it has at least miktsa simanim like its mother, right? But if it's a totally mutant animal and bears no resemblance at all, bears no common characteristics to its mother, then it's not going to be chayiv in bechora. But if our Tana uses the pasuk to teach me halacha by bechora generally, how does he learn that the behema tameya, that the only type of behema tameya that has the din of bechora applied to it is a chamor, but not a sus or a gamal? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa kol michnecha tizacher klal shor v'sev chamor prat klal uprat im bechlal elamasha beprat shor v'sev chamor in midiachrini lo. That the only type of animal that has kedushas bechora is either a shor or a sev, meaning a kosher animal, or a chamor, because the chamor is the only example of a non-kosher animal, which is listed in the pasuk lagabe the halacha of bechor midiachrini. So we see from the klal uprat that the only type of behemah tmeya that's included in the halacha of bechora is a chamor. Says the Gemara, why isn't this limud good enough for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Why doesn't he learn this klal uprat? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili peter hifseka inya. Nah, because it says peter chamor, so that's not considered a klal uprat. So he doesn't learn bechlal uprat. Therefore, he has to learn from peter chamor, from the fact that the pasuk repeats itself. That's how he learns the fact that the pasuk is very specific and is very exact when it tells us that only the chamor is chayiv in bechora. So how about the rabbanon? How are the rabbanon doresh this klal uprat? If there's an extra word peter in the middle, then it's not a klal uprat. Says the Gemara, vav hadar arvekra. No, because it says u peter chamor, which means that the pasuk then comes to combine these separate statements of peter chamor, u peter chamor, to teach me that yes, they should be darshan in the derech of klal uprat. Rav Yossi Aglili, and Rav Yossi Aglili says, no, you still can't darshan bederech klal uprat, the licht of lo vav lo peter. If the pasuk had intended that they actually be connected, it wouldn't have said the vav to join them, but it also wouldn't have used the word peter to separate the two clauses in this pasuk. Rabbanan, Aidi dak tushas damim vak tushas aguf, pasuk lu vader orav lu. Says the chachamim, no, I'll tell you why the pasuk is dividing the discussion of peter shor v'seh and peter chamor. The reason that the pasuk divides them by using the word peter and then joining them by above is because the kedusha status of these types of animals is qualitatively different. By a shor and a seh, which are behemos tahoros, the Kedusha is a Kedusha Saguf. The Bechara is a Kedusha Saguf. By a Chamar, which is a Vehma Tmeya, the animal doesn't have a Kedusha Saguf. It only has a Kedusha Zdamim. Because they're dealing with two qualitatively different types of Kedusha, that's why the Pasuk interjects the word Peter between the discussion of the Shor and the Seh and the discussion of the Chamor. It's not so that I shouldn't darshan the Pasuk B'derech Klal HaPrat. Yes, I can be Dorish the Pasuk B'derech Klal HaPrat, but there's a reason for the extra word Peter in the Pasuk. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Viter. Iboilu. Para sheyolda min chamor, if a para gives birth to an animal that looks like a donkey, v'yesh ba miktsa simanim, and it has some simanim that are common to a para. Mahu, what's the halacha? E sheyolda min rachel, if you have a goat that gives birth to an animal that looks like a sheep, v'rachel sheyolda min eiz, or a sheep that gives birth to an animal that looks like a goat. V'chi yesh miktsa simanim chayeves bebechora. Our Tana and the Mishnah said, as long as it has some common characteristics to the mother animal, it's chayev in bechora. But maybe the only time it's enough to have some common characteristics is when the mother's a kosher animal and the baby looks like a kosher animal. However, if the mother looks like a kosher animal, if the mother is a kosher animal, but the baby looks like a tamei animal, maybe the fact that it only has some common character traits is not going to be enough. Says the Gemara, da Torah, va Torah. So both of those animals, both the Kesev and the A's, are tar. Hok tushas aguf. And therefore, you know why it's chayevis and bechora? Because no matter what it is, if you have a sheep that gives birth to an animal that looks like a goat, or a goat that gives birth to an animal that looks like a sheep, either way, both of those animals are kosher animals. By both of those animals, there is halacha of bechora that attaches to kedusha saguf, that confers kedusha saguf. However, hacha, but in the case where the para gives birth to an animal that looks like a chamar, da tameya va tahora, where one of the animals is tar, the other animal is tameya, kedusha saguf, kedusha damim, one of the animals, i.e. the kosher animal, has the halacha of kedusha saguf by bechora, but the tameya animal has the halacha only of kedusha damim by bechora. Lo, I might think that even if the animal has miksa simonim like the mother, it's not going to be enough. Odilma, kivan di idi vi idi b'nei miktesh b'chora kadosh. Or maybe since, even though, yes, the type of kedusha is a little bit different, because there is a kedusha's b'chora that applies to both these types of animals, the baby animal has kedusha, even if it has only miksa simonim like the mother animal. Says the Gemara, Vimtim Salom Arkivan Didi Vidi Miktaj Babukhora Kadosh. And if you want to say, yeah, you're right, that's a good svara, because both the mother animal, the shor, and the para rather, and the baby animal, the chamor, have a din of bechora, therefore this baby animal that is born from a para but looks like a chamor is going to have the kedusha of bechora. Maybe that's because the para and the chamor inherently, individually, have the status of kedushas bechor. However, what about chamor sheyoldam in susmahu? What if you have a donkey that gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse? Hacha vade loba mikdash bebechorahu. Do we say, well, certainly there is no kedushas bechor because there is no kedushas bechor by a horse? Odilma kiven demin tameyu kadosh. Or do we say that since it's a min tamei, it's going to be kadosh? In other words, since it is an offspring of this min tamei of the chamar, which is chayev in bechora, then it's going to be kadosh. So says the Gemara, imtim salam arkivan demin tameyu kadosh. If you want to say no, because both the mother and the baby animal are minit meim, but the mother animal is a type of min tamei that has kedushas bechora, therefore the baby is going to have kedushas bechora if there is at least a couple of simanim that are common. So then para sheyolda min sus mahu. How about if a para gives birth to a sus? So hacha vaday otora vatameya, habas miktash bebechora valo bas miktash bebechora. So do we say that because the mother animal and the baby animal are so opposite of each other, are so not alike in their characteristics? The mother animal is a kosher animal that's chayv in bechora. The baby animal is a tamei animal that's not chayv in bechora. So therefore, if the para gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse, the horse is not going to be chayeves in kedushas bechora, odilma simanim ilsehi. Or do we say, no, the power of simanim are such that if there are simanim of the baby animal that it shares in common with its mother, then it's going to be chayev in bechoras. Rashi says, the afal gav deshtani kuli haim chayeves lei mixa simanim bechora. Even though the baby animal is so not like the mother animal is kosher and is chayev and is in bechor. The baby animal is tamei and it's not chayev in bechor. Nevertheless, if the baby animal possesses some characteristics in common with the mother, physical characteristics, then it's going to be chayeves in bechora. Says the Gemara, we're going to bring a raya. Tashma. Behema tahora sheyolda min behema tamea. If you have a behema tahora that gives birth to a behema tamea, saptura min habechora, it's going to be potur from bechor, but em yeshba miksa simanim, if there are some common characteristics between the mother and the baby, chayeves bebechora, then it's going to be chayeves and bechora. Samayla v'filu parash yolda min sus. This Gemara speaks very vaguely, very generally about a behema tahora that gives birth to a behema tamea. So, and the Brisa said that if there are miksa simanim, then it's going to be chayeves and bechora. Aren't we talking about where a para, or can't we be talking about where the para gives birth to an animal that looks like a sus? And it's a raya that even though it's a para that's giving birth to a sus, it's still chayeves in bechora. Says the Gemara, lo, para sheyoldim in chamor. We're talking about a para who gives birth to a chamor. And the reason that the baby animal is going to be chayeves in bechora is because the chamor is the type of animal that inherently is chayeves in kedushas bechora. Says the Gemara, let's try again. Tashma, para sheyoldim in chamor. If you have a para that gives birth to an animal that looks like a donkey, v'chamor sheyoldim in sus, a donkey that gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse, p'tura min a bechora, it's pater from bechora, im yesh ba miksa simanim chayeves bebechora. However, if there are a couple of common characteristics, simanim, then it is going to be chayev in bechora. So my love atar vayu, so doesn't it mean that this halacha is going on both of them, that both the para that gives birth to the chamor and the chamor that gives birth to a sus, if there are common characteristics, it's going to be chayev in bechora. So we see that everything follows the common characteristics. So the Gemara, lo, a parashi yoldam in chamor. Maybe that brisa, which is talking about the common characteristics, is only talking about the part of the brisa that's speaking about a para that gives birth to a donkey. Aval chamor sheyoldam in sus, but the chamor sheyoldam in sus is not going to be chayeves in bechora. Says the Gemara, then lamaik toni la lefotra. So what then does the brisa mention the chamor that gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse for the purpose of saying that it's potter in bechora? Pshita, it's pashut that it's potter in bechora. Hashto ma parah sheyoldam in chamor dvd b'nei mikdashi b'bechora ninu amrit im yeshba miksa simanim im lo lo madach baya parah that gives birth to a donkey, where both of those animals individually are chayeves in bechora. But because this para gave birth to a mutant offspring, we say the only time it's chayev is when there are common characteristics. Then chamor sheyoldam in sus mi bai. So do you really need to tell me where the chamor gives birth to an animal that looks like a horse, where the horse is not even chayev in bechora itself? Do you need a pasuk to teach me that it's going to be potter in bechora? Of course not. Says the Gemara, Salkadai Techamina, I might think, Hasamu Diyeshla Karnayim Va'inla Karnayim, that the cow has horns, but the Chamor doesn't have horns. The mutant offspring doesn't have horns. Ha Parsa says, Dukos, the cow has split hoofs, Bar Parasa says, Klutos, but the offspring, the mutant offspring that looks like a donkey, has hooves that are not split. Aval Hacha, but where the Chamor gives birth to an offspring that looks like a horse, Dvdi ela karnayim, both of the animals don't have horns. Edvdi parsasel klutos, both of the animals have unsplit hooves. Ema chamor adam bialmu. I might think, you know what? Maybe the offspring is not a horse. Maybe it's just a red chamor. And Rashi points out that most horses in those days were reddish brown, and most chamor and most donkeys were black. So I might think that maybe this animal is not a mutant at all. Maybe it's just an animal. Maybe it's an animal that's the wrong color, but maybe it's not really a horse. Kamash Malan, it's a horse, and therefore it's not going to be chayeves in, bechora. Okay, so says the Gemara now Viter. So two dots, five lines up from the bottom of the page. So Amayin Bachila. So again, the second part of the Mishnah, the second halacha of the Mishnah, was talking about the halacha of Achila. So says the Gemara, So says the Gemara, if you look back in the Mishnah had said, Umayin ba'achila, be'ima torah she'olda k'min be'ima t'meh, if you have a kosher animal that gives birth to an animal that looks treif, mutar ba'achila, because it follows the mother, u'tmeh she'olda k'min be'ima torah, if you have a tummy animal that gives birth to an animal that looks tar, it's asar ba'achila, she'yotze min ha'tameh tameh, ve'yotze min ha'tarah tar. That was the general klal that the Mishnah ended with. Whatever comes out from a tummy animal is tummy, whatever comes out from a tar animal is going to be tar. Says the Gemara, Lamali lemisnei shayotze. Why does the Mishnah have to give that last clause that whatever comes from a kosher animal is kosher, whatever comes from a treif animal is whatever comes from a treif animal is treif? It's pashut. Says the Gemara, simani ba'almahu. No, it's giving you a mnemonic to remember. It's a little tichlif lach. So that you shouldn't mix up the ruling in the Mishnah. Delote mazul basrei didei. Don't say, look at the offspring, v'haytar ma'alyuhu, v'haytame ma'alyuhu, elazil basar ime. Nah, the Mishnah is teaching me that everything follows the mother. So it says the Gemara, minani mili, how do we know that everything follows the mother? The Tanur Rabbanan, ach ezeh lo tochelu, mima'ale agera umemafrisei aparsa, yesh lecha shehu ma'ale gera mafris parsa, v'yata ochlo. There are some things that chew its cut and half split hooves, but you're not allowed to eat them, v'ezezeh, tar shenolan min tameh. It's a tar animal that was born from a tummy mother. That animal is off limits, even if it has all the kosher characteristics. Oenel atame anolim in a tar. No, maybe it means that a tummy that is born from a tar animal can't be eaten. Umay mimale agera mafrisei aparsa. And what does it mean when it says mimale agera mafrisei aparsa? The baby animal is not a malas gera mafris parsa. It means achikamar davra ba mimale agera mafrisei aparsa lo techel. Maybe it means that you're not allowed to eat the offspring of the kosher animal. Tamalomar, flipping over to Vavam Abayz again. Tamalomar gumal, tummy. Hu tamei ve'ein tamei hanolad minatar tamei. Says the Gemara, no, only a gummel is tamei, but an animal that looks like a gummel, which is born from a kosher mother, that animal is not going to be tamei. Why? Because everything follows the mother animal. So again, you have a mother animal that gives birth that's kosher, that gives birth to a baby animal that looks like a beima tamea. That animal, the offspring, is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, vein tamei anolam in tar tamei elatar. Good. Reb Shimon Omer, four lines down. Gumal gumal shnei pamim. It says gumal twice. And it says, achazel lo tochelim amali agiru mafrisei aparsa. Es agumal kimal asgeru parsa ina mafris tamei ulachem. And then it says again in the pasuk, it says that's in Vayikra. And then in the Devarim, it says again, achazel lo tochelim amali agiru mafrisei aparsa. Ashua es agumal again, es arneves, es arshafan, a whole bunch of other animals. Says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon. Why does it say gumal gumal shpei pamim? When it's talking about the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, why does it say gumal twice? Echad gumal anola min agamla. One is to teach me that if you have a camel that is born from a mother camel, that baby camel is going to be usher. V'echad gumal anola min apara. And, says Rav Shimon, the second reference to the word gumal is to teach me that if I have an animal that looks like a gumal, which is born from a para, which is born from a kosher animal, it's also going to be asur ba'achila. Says the Gemara, well, that's against our Mishnah, v'rabbanan, hai gumal gumal mayavdile. The Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who all that, take, if I have a para that gives birth to a gumal, the gumal's going to be kosher la'achila. What do they do with that pasuk? Chad leser atzma v'chad leser chelbo. One reference to the word gumal is to say that the gumal itself is asur b'achila. The second reference is to tell me that the milk of the camel is asur b'achila, that I'm not allowed to drink the milk of the animal. Rev Shimon lesser chelbo minale. How does Rev Shimon know that you're not allowed to drink the milk of the gumal? Nafkale me'esa gumal, because it says me'esa gumal. In other words, anything that comes from the gumal is going to be off limits. V'rabbanan esem lo darshi, and the Rabbanan are not doresh the word es. Therefore, they can't learn this halacha from the fact that it says in the pasuk esa gamal. Now, famous brisa. Kidatanya Shimonam Suni, Shimonam Suni. Others say it was Nechemiam Suni. Hayadorish kol es in Shabbatorah, kol es ves Shabbatorah. He used to darshan every es that was written in the Torah. Kivan shigiel es ha shamla kachatira pireish. When he came to the reference of He stopped darshaning the psukim. He stopped darshaning the word S. Why? Because there was nothing that he could possibly compare to Yiras Hashem. So Amru lo Tamidav, so the Tamidim of Shimon Amsuni said to him, Rebbe, call S and Shed Shadarashta Maite Aleim. Over here, you came to the word S. You said, I can't be Dorish the word S. What about all the other drushas that you made based on the word S that's written in the Torah? Amar Lam, he said to them, Kishem Shikibalti Schar Ladrisha, Kachani Makabal Schar Ala Prisha. Just like I'm a Kabal Schar on the drusha of these essence, so too I'm a Kabal Schar for not darshaning this S over here. The Marsha explains that what Shimon Amsuni was trying to tell them was, we're learning the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The fact that I'm not being Doresh the S, but the fact that I'm saying that nothing compares to Yiras Hashem, that itself is a kiyum in this pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So by not darshaning, that's how I'm being Mekayim this pasuk. So says the Gemara, but that's not the end of the story. Until Rabbi Kiva came and says, no, I can't darshan this word S. What does Es Hashem Elokecha Tira come to include? Comes to include Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Marsha, Rabbi Kiva didn't agree that there's nothing that compares to Yiras Hashem. What's happening here? So he says, no, of course Rabbi Kiva agreed that there's something that compares to Yiras Hashem. The point is, there is a drasha that can be made that the thing that you have to fear, you fear only because you have Yiras Hashem. Why do you fear Talmidei Chachamim? Because you're Machshev Torah. If you're not Machshev Torah, you don't fear Talmidei Chachamim. Others explain it's because the only way you become a Talmud Chacham is as if you're Medabek to the Shechina. And therefore, by fearing Talmidei Chachamim, it's as if it's a type of Yiras Hashem. Okay, but why did the Chachamim over here not learn the halacha that the milk of the camel is usher from Es HaGamal? Because they are not Doresh the word S. Says the Gemara now, Amar le Rav Acha, Rei de Rava le Rav Ashi, Ela Me'ata, Taima de Rabbanan mi Gamal Gamal. So the Rabbanan learn out from Gamal Gamal, Rav Shimon Me'es HaGamal. And Rav Shimon learns the fact that the milk is not able to be eaten from Es HaGamal. Halav HaChiyav Amina Chelav Debe Metmei Ashari. The Mashmos is, we're not for the fact that the Pasuk either repeats the word Gamal, or we're not for the fact that the Pasuk teaches me Es HaGamal. I would have somehow thought that the milk of a camel, which is a treif animal, is somehow kosher. How's that? So it says, Maishna mehel de tanya tmeyim leser tziron verotfon v'kipa shalen, that what's tamei includes the brine and the gravy and the sediment that comes from them. It's all tamei. Says the Gemara, Itzrich, no, I still need a pasuk. Why salka daitechamina hol de beima Torah nami chidishu? I might think the very fact that I'm allowed to eat the milk of a cow is a big chiddush. Why? Damar mar dam necher v'nase chalav. Because there's a big machlokas that we find in Maseches Nida of how does a woman lactate. So according to one of the Mandi Omrim, it's that in the birth process, in the birthing process, blood that's in her body somehow changes composition and turns into milk. Now, what do we know about blood? Blood, even of a kosher animal, is asur l'achila, is asur b'achila. So I might think that because dam necha v'nase chalav, v'kiven the chiddushu b'bei metmei anami lishteri, even by a bei metorah, it's a chiddush that I'm allowed to eat milk, because if milk derives from blood, and blood is asur l'achila, it's a big chiddush that I'm allowed to eat the milk, and I might think that if I'm allowed to eat the milk by a kosher animal, I'm also allowed to eat the milk by a treif animal. Kamash malan, no, it's only by a kosher animal, then I'm allowed to eat it, but not by a treif animal. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Di Amar Dam Necher V'Nasa Chalav. That's good, according to the Baal Demar, who says that how does an animal or how does a woman lactate? It's because the blood turns into milk. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that no, it's just that the Evarim of the woman are disrupted in the birth process, and therefore she doesn't experience a regular flow of blood for 24 months after birth. Rather, somehow it changes into, it's replaced by milk. So in that case, why do I need this pasuk to teach me that that the milk that comes from a treif animal is treif? Says the Gemara, Itzrech, Chazen. We don't learn it, according to this Mandi Amar, where it's not Dam Necher Menasa Cholav, there's no Chiddush that the milk of a kosher animal is kosher. Says the Gemara, Itzrech, Salkadai Techamina Hol Velekamidi Dasun Michai Vishari Rachmana. Since there's nothing that comes from a live animal that's mutter, because usually there's an Isser of Ever Menachai. V'hai Chelev Kever Menachai Yu Vishari, and this milk is like Ever Menachai, yet it's mutter. Hilkach Afilu Be'Metmei Elishter. mutzri, and therefore I might think that it is mutzri even by a tamei animal, kamash malon, that it is usur, kamash malon, that it's usur by a behemah tmeya, that even though by a behemah torah it's a chiddush, that is going to be kosher, by a behemah tmeya, nevertheless, it's going to be usur. Okay, so we'll leave off here. Tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of how, in fact, do I know that the milk of a behemah tahora is kosher ba'achila.